afternoon. My name is Tygo Higgins. I'm Edward's son. I'm going to say a few words. If anyone else would like to speak, please let me know. And then Elias will play some music afterwards, and I'll close the curtains. Thank you all for coming here to mark the passing of my father, Edward O'Higgins, and to honor his life and his memory. The sad, tragic truth is that his death is a terrible thing. The cancer that took his life did so before he reached his 70th birthday, barely into his retirement, and that is an awful thing. He was always so healthy and took such good care of himself. It's dreadful for him not to have had more years than he got, and for us to lose him much, much earlier than we should have. But we were also lucky to have known him and to have had him in our lives. The life he lived was a very rich one, spanning two continents and many disciplines. He was an accomplished engineer, father, teacher, writer, and scholar. While a private, often quiet person, he was also very friendly and open-minded, and had a great dry sense of humor. He was born in and grew up in Athy, County Kildare, brought up with his sister Olive by his parents James and Kathleen. He attended University College Dublin, where he received a degree in electrical engineering. Thereafter, he moved to America, settling in New York. The scope of what he did in New York is difficult to summarize, including as it did engineering work, running a theater company, participating in the Irish Cultural Revival in New York, meeting and marrying his wife, Helena, for 35 years, being active in the Irish Civil Rights Movement, starting a family, obtaining first a master's degree and then a doctorate in anthropology from the New School, even a brief stint as that most honored of New York professions, a taxi driver. One of my strongest memories from New York is my father bringing me across the Bronx River, which ran through Bronx Park, not far from where we lived. It was a beautiful summer day. We were by a small waterfall. Right at the top of the waterfall was concrete, higher there than anywhere else, by a couple of feet. And that concrete was just a couple of inches deep, so that just before the water dropped, it was only a few inches high. I would have been fairly young, 5 or 6. I don't remember if it was my idea or Dad's. But we walked across the top of that waterfall on that concrete line against the objections of my mother. We made it there and back safely, and I'll always remember holding Dad's hand as we walked on the concrete, deeper water on one side and thin air on the other. In Dublin, Dad established himself as an electrical engineer with the Dublin Corporation, working there for 20 years. He and Mom had Niall, bought a house, and raised us both. He always provided what we needed and was extremely supportive of our efforts in whatever we did. It's no small achievement to have a family and to have put two sons through college. We're incredibly lucky that he was so dedicated to us. What I think stood out most about Dad, though, was his interest in learning and scholarship of all kinds. He read a tremendous amount in a wide variety of fields. One of the things I remember first from childhood is books, lots and lots of books in the apartment and in the house, books about almost anything. Dad had a strong grasp of the classics, but ranged far from them, range evident in his having a degree in engineering and a doctorate in anthropology. Along with his obvious intellectual curiosity was a focus on the truth and a rigorous approach to inquiry, and crucially, a dedication to free thinking. He always thought for himself, wasn't at all interested in having anyone else tell him how to do that. His passion for intellectual freedom and independence was a defining characteristic, expressed both loudly and quietly at various times in his life, but always present. His determination to learn from others, while not letting anyone else do his thinking for him, was and is a profound influence in my life and something I will do my best to honor. I'd like to end with a Walt Whitman poem because it's appropriate and because it's the last poem that Dad and I discussed. Spirit that formed this place. Sorry, spirit that formed this scene. Spirit that formed this scene, these tumbled rock piles, grim and red, these reckless, heaven-ambitious peaks, these gorges, turbulent, clear streams, this naked freshness, these formless, wild arrays, for reasons of their own, I think I know thee, savage spirit. We have communed together. Mine, too, such wild arrays. Wasn't charged against my chance. Sorry, was it charged against my chance they had forgotten art to fuse within themselves its rules precise and delicatesse? The lyrist's measured beat, the wrought-out temple's grace, column and polish arched forgot. But thou that revelest here, spirit that formed this scene, they have remembered thee.